You cooked it in that, kept built a fire under it and cooked it in there.
Yes.
Had regular grates under to hold up the fire, wood, everything. I used any kind of wood, mostly little cordwood, about that big round, if I could get it. Mm-hmm. Some you couldn't use in a regular gin furnace, it'd burn up too quick. And made a good fire that way.
How much did you make at a time?
Oh, it wasn't no trouble to run 50, 60 gallons a day on the outfit, molasses.
Let me ask you this, is there any difference between syrup and molasses?
None, whatever. It's all either called syrup or molasses.
Just the same thing.
Same, it's expression covered both of the syrup and the molasses. Yeah.
Well, did you make cane syrup?
Or yeah, you cook it out of cane, plant an old cane and it grows. If you thin it out pretty good, it'll grow stalks about that big around, 7-8 feet high. All depends on how much strong your land is. If you got real good land, put commercial cottonseed meal under it.
Yes.
If you put fertilizer on regular barnyard fertilizer, it'll make it so black and so nasty you can't eat it, you know that. But if you put cottonseed meal on it, it makes pretty nice yellow molasses. Hmm. It'll grow tall. You thin it out, and then you have to strip it and head it, cut it down, haul it to the mill, and then put it in the mill and press it. Then you got to take it to the vat and catch it in a barrel, take it to the vat and strain it up good, put it in there and cook it. Keep it skimmed. If you don't skim it, it's going to be 50.
Sounds like a complicated job.
Well, if you're used to it, well, you ain't no trouble. It's a lot of work, but like you say, it's a complicated job if you don't know what you're doing. You won't make molasses 50. But if you know what you're doing, you make real good stuff.
How did you learn to do that? Did you pick it up yourself, or did
my daddy cooked molasses before me. He cooked it. Him and the brother-in-law, his in the early days here when they first come to Texas, they cooked together. Had a meal, cooked some. And then later on, after I come on, I decided I want to cook molasses. He showed me how. Told me which I got started. I cooked lots of it.
Do you think the molasses that you cooked was better than the stuff you get today in stores?
I considered it better because I know what was in it.
That makes a difference.
It tasted better. Now, I didn't only fool with the sorghum, but I fooled with the ribbon cane too. Regular Louisiana sugar house ribbon cane. Kind you plant the old stalks and plant them joints, got them eyes, and joints got them on the eyes. I raised them.
What did you do with the molasses that you made? Did you sell it to stores?
We used it at home, and what I made, I sold lots of it. I raised a whole lot of sale. Oh, no great amount, but for just a common old farmer, a whole lot of molasses, several thousand gallons of it a year. Hmm. And I cooked it if everybody else that wanted it cooked it. They always cooked 10 times as much as I did, where it does. It's an all summer job and a hot, hard job, too.
Is there some kind of molasses that you use to feed your cattle with?
No. You mean put in your feed?
Right.
Yeah.
Now, is that the same thing?
It's the same thing. All that stuff you use to put in feed is a sorry grade of molasses.
Oh.
It's a sorry grade. In other words, it ain't fit for human to eat, the truth of that. I've seen people use good molasses in cattle feed, but they get what's called old black strop molasses for the cattle feed. You get it from the sugar house.